Work for the Higher Classes, October 22, 1901. I have been instructed that the Lord has given men talents to improve by the acquirement of wealth, which is to be used in opening doors for the entrance of truth. Those God has blessed with means will act as His helping hand in reaching those of their own class. Thus, He will sustain missionary work among the higher classes. Altogether, too little effort has been put forth for men in responsible positions in the world, men who possess means and influence and superior qualifications. These gifts have been entrusted to them by the Lord to be increased and imparted to others. They have souls to save, and God calls upon His ministers to present to them the living word of a living God, giving the message, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. God gives men power to get wealth, and He desires those to whom He has entrusted this talent to be converted, that they may act as His helping hand, investing in His work the means He has lent them, opening the way for the gospel to be preached to all classes. He desires those who can help in His work of reformation and restoration to see the precious light of truth and be transformed in character, that they may unite with Him in opening the way so that other wealthy men may see that now is their opportunity to use their means in saving souls ready to perish. Our great cities are full of wickedness, crime, injustice, and all kinds of depravity. But there are those in them whom the Lord desires to use in telling the wealthy, as well as the lowly, what each must do to be saved. God calls for men and women of talent to use their capabilities in convincing the weary and heavy laden that Christ is not only their Creator, but their Redeemer. He gave His precious life for them. He bought human beings with His blood, that He might bear the curse of their sin and impute to them His righteousness. Many are praying for light. They long to understand what is truth. There are men who have money who will reveal living faith in the Word of God and will return to the Lord the means He has lent them, that light may shine amid the darkness of error. I am instructed to tell you to seek to save the men of wealth. Tell them to lay up treasure beside the throne of God by employing their talents in opening ways for the salvation of souls ready to perish. I have an intense desire that the wealthy and honorable men of the world shall be sought out and appropriately and wisely educated, taught to seek for the eternal weight of glory. There are many who will not heed the counsel of God. But the whole world will not turn from light and truth, from the invitations of a patient, long-suffering Savior. Despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Romans 2, verse 4 to 11. Are we not in these words given encouragement to make every effort in our power to save those honored by the world? If they accept Christ, they will receive the very highest honor, which the world can neither give nor take away, even a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Christ offers them a life which measures with the life of God. They will find that in keeping the commandments there is exceeding great reward. With the psalmist they will say, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments." Psalm 119, verse 1 to 7.
We should work earnestly for those in the highways, as well as for those in the byways. There are many, many souls who will come to a knowledge of the truth if Christ-like effort is put forth in their behalf. The compassionate Redeemer bids his servants give the call to the supper to both the rich and the poor. "Go out into the highways and hedges," he says, "and by your persevering, determined efforts, compel them to come in. I have prepared my supper for them. I have made every provision to seat them at my bountiful repast and to serve them." See Luke 14, verse 23. Will not heaven be appreciated by the men of the world? Oh, yes. There they will find repose from all the din and confusion of this earth.
Then do not pass them by. Urge them to accept the peace and happiness and joy that Christ is longing to bestow on them. Take hold of them and bring them into the banquet which Christ has prepared for them. He has provided for them a wedding garment, even the robe of his righteousness. Tell them that Christ is proffering them this garment, spotless as the pure white lily. Urge them to give their whole attention to securing this gift, the richest that can be bestowed on mortal man. Link yourselves, ministers of Jesus Christ, with this class. Pass them not by as hopeless. He who gave his precious life for them says, "Bring them in, seat them at my table, and I shall serve them." Work for them with loving persuasion, and as the fruit of your efforts, you will see in the kingdom of heaven men and women who, crowned as overcomers, sing the triumphant song of the conqueror. "They shall walk with me in white, saith he who is the first and the last, for they are worthy. He that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 3, verse 4, 5. The end is not yet, and now, just now, the Lord calls for every talent to be employed in his work. Move forward, leaning on the arm of the one who has said, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. Lean heavily, but only on God. Pray in faith, and believe that you receive the things you ask for. We have a risen Savior. He broke the fetters of the tomb and came forth from its dark borders, proclaiming his triumphant victory over death and the grave. He is our Savior. To all who come to him confessing their sins, he says, "Thy sins be forgiven thee. Go in peace and sin no more." May the Lord arm you who labor in word and doctrine with the clearest messages of truth. Give these messages with simplicity, assurance, and all authority. Then the Lord will work with you. Never suppose that by putting on outside appearance you will make an impression for good. There is an abundance of this policy, but it does not reveal the righteousness of Christ. It is those who work in Christ's way, with simplicity and self-denial, who are blessed in their efforts. Minute men are needed, men who will see the necessity of opening new fields and will do all in their power to meet this necessity. To enter the fields that have been neglected, to give to the world the precious, saving message of the gospel, this is the work that must be done. Talent is needed, influence is needed, not such as the world gives, but such as Christ gives. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." John 14, verse 27, 12, 13. Heed this comforting assurance, and commit the keeping of the soul to God as unto a faithful Creator. Work and pray and wait, and you will see the salvation of the Lord.